Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Your trainer, Melanie Cole, is here to motivate and help you perform. It's time now for Train Your Body.
Well, the 2014 Worldwide Fitness Trends have been released, and there are some surprises, including that high-intensity interval training, HIIT, as we call it, has hit number one. My guest is Dr. Walter Thompson. He's a Regents Professor of Exercise Science at Georgia State University. Dr. Thompson, welcome to the show. Let's talk about the trends, and specifically high-intensity interval training. Tell us what's going on with that.
Thanks, Melanie. It's interesting phenomenon that's happening in the health and fitness industry. The health and fitness industry, particularly the commercial clubs, these for-profit clubs, are always looking for ways to sell their product, and their product is exercise. Well, you may remember a couple of years ago where this high-intensity interval training was first introduced by a couple of very well-known organizations, for-profit companies. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, turn on any late-night infomercial or Saturday morning infomercial, and you'll see some of these high-intensity interval training programs. People can do these not necessarily by purchasing whatever product these companies are selling, but health clubs, health and fitness clubs, particularly commercial clubs, are offering high-intensity interval training because it simply takes a shorter period of time to do an exercise program. So it's trending very positively. There are some cautions, though, for high-intensity interval training, and we can talk about that if you'd like.
Okay, so let's do that, because you know, you mentioned in an earlier interview that it is being used in cardiac rehab and that worries you a little, as it does me, but yet people are doing it, and it seems to be working pretty well. Tell us some precautions with it.
Well, let me give you an analogy first. I live in Atlanta, and anyone who has lived in Atlanta or driven their car in Atlanta know that we here in Atlanta love NASCAR, and as a result of loving NASCAR, we have to drive really, really fast on the interstates. So I have an option this afternoon when I go home. I can either drive the speed limit, which is much safer than driving at 85 miles per hour. So I liken this, the chance of me having a car accident, obviously, is at much greater at 85 than it is at 55. So I liken this high-intensity interval training as similar to me driving my car home. If I drive at 85 miles an hour, it's more likely that I'm going to have an accident than at 55 miles per hour. But there's a likelihood that I will get home. The advantage of me driving at 85 miles per hour is I'm going to get home a lot sooner. Same thing with high-intensity interval training. These exercise programs are done in a very short period of time with some amazing results to the right people.
Okay, so, you know, it has some amazing results. I've seen it. I've talked with Dr. Pamela Peake about this on the show a few times, and really what you can do. So give us a routine.
Well, it's short bursts of interval, short bursts of high-intensity intervals with a short period of rest. So during the short burst of high-intensity training, it might reach as high as 95 to 100% of your maximal heart rate, followed by a short period of rest. So the thought is that if you can do these short bursts of physical activity, you're going to gain more of physical fitness. But again, it's only for those people who can tolerate those high-intensity intervals. Now, for me, I can, at my age and my physical condition, I can tolerate the rest intervals, but I can't tolerate the 95% increase in heart rate. And, you know, that's exactly the caution that we need to throw up against this high-intensity interval training, that it's only designed for people who are looking for an alternative to their present exercise program.
Okay, so why? Why are they looking for the alternative? Is it burning just so many more calories? Is it making us stronger? It's making our heart rate go up and down, you know, and sweating a little bit more. But, you know, in this day and age, Dr. Thompson, we have such little time. And so it would seem to me that the best part about it is that the time factor.
Well, that's exactly right. And all of those things that you mentioned are positive results of high-intensity interval training. I have family members who have done this even against my cautions, and they have done it, and they have had amazing results. But unfortunately, every single one of them, when they stopped the exercise program, they went back looking and appearing the way that they did previous to engaging in high-intensity interval training. Now, people do engage in this kind of training because they're looking for something different. And we talked a little bit about yoga earlier and how the yoga instructors have successfully altered, they've changed yoga so it's attractive to new people as well as retaining older folks. People who engage, particularly young people who engage in physical activity programs, they're always looking for something new to do. And this high-intensity interval training is just that.
Okay. I mean, and that's really the best part, is because to get people to exercise, keeping them motivated, getting them something new and different and fun is really the best way to do it. You know, and this is that for sure. It's definitely something fun and different and new and kind of exciting. And so, you know, when people are working out at home, Dr. Thompson, how can they do this high-intensity interval at home on their own without a lot of equipment
there are
around?
Packages. Yeah, there are packages that you can purchase. And I don't know in the rest of the country, but I know here on Saturday mornings there are 30-minute infomercials that are routines, are exercise routines that people can follow, and a lot of these are prepackaged. You buy the DVDs and you pop them in your DVD player at home, and you can follow it, kind of like the Jane Fonda, but it's a 21st century Jane Fonda routine. So there's a number of these that you can purchase. You can purchase them online as well. And if you did a Google search on high-intensity interval training, I can guarantee that somebody's going to try to sell you one of these packages. So they're readily available. They can be done at home, not with a lot of equipment. Because a lot of these are designed to be congruent with another one of our fitness trends, that's body weight training. Not a lot of equipment, using your own body weight as the resistance against which you would typically use, like in weight training.
Well, body weight training, you know, to me, I hear body weight training sounds all very technical, and really it's old school push-ups, lunges, chin-ups. I mean, it's really the old school stuff that they've always done.
Well, Melanie, I think what's happening as a result of this downturn in the economy, and we're seeing a lot of these trends happening in the health and fitness industry, where we're kind of going back to the basics. So when we look at our trends, body weight training was number 2, boot camp was number 20. There are now exercise personal training sessions for small groups. So the exercise is not going to go away. People still want to exercise. They still want to exercise in a routine. But we're trying to find ways, the industry is trying to find ways in which it can package it, keep it attractive to people so they'll still pay for it, but not be as expensive as before the downturn in the economy. So we've seen these since 2007, started in 2008, it was really pronounced, where we saw a lot of these instructor-intensive programs like Pilates, like the use, you remember the stability ball and the classes that were associated with the stability ball. We've seen those things go away. We've seen Zumba go away that required specialized instruction. People paid extra for those. Now we're going back to the basics. So body weight training, not surprising that body weight training was number 2. Even high-intensity interval training, most of them don't require a lot of expensive equipment. And we're seeing things like a boot camp and small personal training sessions really becoming popular, and it's going to be interesting to see what happens in the next 4 or 5 years as the economy starts to rebound. Maybe
we'll start
seeing some of these programs.
Yeah. It's so interesting to me, and thanks so much for being with us, Dr. Thompson, and thanks for listening. You're listening to Radio MD. Stay well.